بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا، صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so many opportunities listening to his kalamullah, reciting durood and salawat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now to take his mubarak name, Zikrullah, we have mentioned so many times, different fawaid, benefits, virtues of making the zikr of Allah. It is the polish of the heart. Inna li kulli shi'in saqalah, wa saqalatul qulub zikrullah. The polish of the heart is zikrullah. It washes away the sins, all the maladies that have congested our hearts, corroded our hearts, made our hearts rusty. Zikrullah, when it is made properly, when it washes away all these evil passions and desires that we have, the filth that has accumulated on our heart. Shaitan is very chalak, is very cunning, very shrewd. Many times, many of us, we try our level best to refrain from sins, but we say guna chutte nahi. We just can't leave out these sins. All the time we're still committing sins, we're making tawbah, we're going back to those sins. So shaitan makes us very mayus, he makes us lose hope. And then he makes us feel miserable. And this is what shaitan's real ploy is, to make us feel so miserable and make us feel down and low, that we completely neglect our deen, even the good that we are doing, the good deeds. Shaitan makes us feel that now I'm doing so many gunas, and these gunas just are not coming out of my life. So why should I go make zikr? Why should I read Quran? Why should I go to the masjid? Why should I sit in the company of the ulama, the mashayikh? Why should I look for suhbat of saliheen? So mashayikh say no. At that time, you tell shaitan, in other words, we don't physically tell him, but we, in our heart, the shaitan, you can try all your tricks. It doesn't mean that I am, because I'm still committing sins, that now I will stop even good deeds. No. I will make sincere tawbah, and I will still try my best to connect myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will still look for the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will still make the dhikr of Allah. I will still read Quran. I will still go to the masjid. I will still perform my salat. I will still do the charity and the various works that I'm doing. I'm not going to give up those good things that I'm doing, just because I'm finding it difficult to leave out sins. So again, it is imperative that we leave out every big and every small sin. But shaitan makes us feel so miserable at times when we are struggling to abandon these sins. Then shaitan makes us abandon good deeds also. What is lacking in our lives is the petrol or the fuel of the love of Allah. If we have this in our hearts, then we will enjoy taking the name of Allah. We heard in the qiraat, in the tilawat, Ar-Rahman. Now if that Ar-Rahman did not make us feel so beautiful in our hearts and bring the serenity in our hearts, then we should realize that now we don't have the real love of Allah Ta'ala. The name of Allah is taken, Ar-Rahman. Immediately we should feel so happy in our hearts. So this is what we need. Like in the month of Ramadan, we fast, but we fast because we have to fast. It is compulsory upon us. Change that attitude. Change that attitude when we're making tilawat of the Quran, when we come into the masjid. We come into the masjid because we have to read our salat. Now change that attitude and perception, and now do it because we love Allah. Become an ashiq of Allah, a lover of Allah. So now when I'm walking to the masjid, I'm feeling so different because every step I'm taking now is towards my beloved Allah. Like when we're making tawaf, people go for umrah, and we find, hey, alhamdulillah, we did it very quickly. Hardly any time we finish our tawaf, and the Safa Marwa was so quick and so easy, and we just got over our Ihram and we finish Shaif over here, everything, we're back in the hotel. But brothers, ponder, a lover who's going to the Baytullah, to the house of Allah, when he is making the tawaf of the house of Allah, when he has the love of Allah in his heart, it is a complete different tawaf. It's not just making tawaf of the house of Allah Ta'ala and just making sa'i and making safa, marwa, sa'i. But each step he is taking, like some buzurg had mentioned, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah had mentioned, the person making tawaf, har qadam didari ilahi, every step as though I'm seeing my Allah. Every step I'm taking as though I'm seeing my Allah. So even no dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, our tilawat al-Quran, whatever good deeds we do, now let us inculcate in our hearts the fuel of the love of Allah. Like a car that doesn't have any petrol, what do we do? We start to push the car, give it a kickstart or something, and somebody fetches some petrol and puts the petrol into the car, then only the car moves. Like that, we are just pushing ourselves, just carrying on. What we need in our hearts is the petrol of the love of Allah, and we automatically will see our speed towards Allah in this journey towards Allah will increase. And it will be so much enjoyable. Like how Mashayikh say, that it's not just going towards Allah, but it is the pleasure that a person will derive now, because he is doing every action for the sake of his beloved Allah. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So he gave me ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ta'aleem, how to make zikrullah. Say, la ilaha illallah. La to all the maladies of our heart, the pride, the anger, the jealousy, the filth that we have, the gunas that we have. Say, la to all that. And illallah, the love of Allah, the marifat of Allah. Think of the azamat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah. That everything is in the control of Allah. Everything is saying Allah with us. The skies are saying Allah. The earth is saying Allah. The leaves are saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The fields are saying Allah. The grass is saying Allah. The waters, the ocean are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. Angels are saying Allah. Jinn is saying Allah. Every single strand of hair on our body is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. He said, Durr Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي خير وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله ما لغناكم معا فرما ولي خطاكم معا فرما يا الله هم كمزوره هم ضعيفه هم نالائقه هم مجرمه هم إقراري مجرمه يا الله you forgive us our sins يا الله every single sin we committed my يا الله and every single guna we did my الله forgive us completely my الله major sins minor sins knowingly, unknowingly, Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are always watching us, my Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Sattar al-Uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can conceal our weaknesses, our faults, our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us zaleel, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are searching for you, my Allah. Become ours now, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Don't make us live a life of vice and evil, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all bad habits, my Allah. From all evils, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of ibadat, the sweetness of your zikr, may Allah. Give us chain in our lives, may Allah. Give us sukoon in our lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, may Allah. Make our sustenance come to us with ease, may Allah. Make us use it correctly, may Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, ya Allah. Give us plentiful, may Allah. Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Allah, there are so many requested du'as today also, my Allah. So many in hospitals, my Allah. Some are critical, my Allah. So many at home, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. You are Ashrafi. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Grant all of them kamil shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannat al-firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Protect us from all those diseases also, my Allah. Allah, remove this pandemic, my Allah. Remove this virus completely, my Allah. Do not become naraz with us, my Allah. Don't hold back your mercy from us, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, make us live with Iman, make us die with Iman, raise us in the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Give us more with Iman, my Allah. Mawt in Madinah Sharif, Baril in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the Shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy course of water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, protect our children, my Allah, our grandchildren, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما Allah, whatever حاجات our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah, fulfill all our حاجات and needs. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات. Whatever problems we have, Allah, remove our problems and difficulties, Allah. Fulfill all our jais murads. Answer our du'as, my Allah. Answer our du'as. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki du'a, qabool, farma. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alina, ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabu ar-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.